The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Peter approached Jesus and asked him, "Lord, if my brother sins against me, how often must I forgive? As many as 7 times?" Jesus answered, "I say to you, not 7 times, but 77 times. That is why the kingdom of heaven may be likened to a king who decided to settle account with his servants. When he began the accounting, a debtor was brought before him who owed him a huge amount. Since he had no way of paying it back, his master ordered him to be sold, along with his wife, his children, and all his property in payment of the debt. At that, the servant fell down, did him homage, and said, 'Be patient with me, and I will pay you back in full.' Moved with compassion, the master of that servant let him go and forgave him the loan. When that servant had left, he found one of his fellow servants who owed him a much smaller amount. He seized one of his fellow servants and started to choke him, demanding, 'Pay back what you owe.' Falling to his knees, his fellow servant begged him, 'Be patient with me and I will pay you back.' But he refused. Instead, he had the fellow servant put in prison until he paid back the debt. Now, when his fellow servants saw what had happened, they were deeply disturbed and went to their master and reported the whole affair. His master summoned him and said to him, 'You wicked servant, I forgave you your entire debt because you begged me to. Should you not have had pity on your fellow servant as I had pity on you?' Then in anger, his master handed him over to the torturers until he should pay back the whole debt. So will my heavenly Father do to you, unless each of you forgives your brother from your heart." The Gospel of the Lord. I am sorry about the voice today. Bear with me. Hopefully it won't go away. Yesterday, after 37 years of service working as a civil engineer, I hung up my hard hat and safety vest for the last time. Today I'm officially retired. It was a day full of many emotions, celebrating my professional achievements, accompanied by many of the people who have supported me through the years. But it was also a time to give thanks. Thanks to God and to my coworkers. A time also to ask for forgiveness and to forgive, because although I have always tried to set a good example, respecting not only my supervisors, but also the people I supervised, there were times where such treatment was not offered at the level of Christian charity that is proper of the followers of Christ. That is why forgiving and asking for forgiveness were part of my last goodbye. And when I left my office for the last time, I felt a great sense of peace. Jesus knows that if we do not forgive, we will not be able to experience his peace. And that's why he insists that we must forgive others as many times as necessary. We remember that every time we come together to worship God. We begin by asking for forgiveness. Through my fault, through my most grievous fault. We do that when we do say the Lord's Prayer, forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And then we receive and experience the peace of Christ. The peace of the Lord be with you. On September 17, 1978, Archbishop Oscar Romero, who was canonized as saint of the church in 2018, summarized the readings of this Sunday in this way, and I quote, "You have heard three passages of Holy Scripture, one written by a great expert in the knowledge of the wisdom of the Israelites from the book of Sirach, another sprouted from the very lips of Christ, the beautiful parable of forgiveness, and a commentary of St. Paul for the early Christian community. We are in the gospel passage where Christ is offering us the different profiles of the Christian community. We are still in chapter 18 of St. Matthew, and it is there that one of the profiles that will characterize those who congregate as followers of Christ in the church is precisely forgiveness. But forgiveness is not weakness. It is strength. St. Paul presents us with another conflict in the community. That's the context of the reading today. The one that calls between the strong and the weak, and which in modern times is translated between progressives and conservatives. On these two conflicts, forgiveness and the violence of hatred, and progress and tradition, must reign one thing the Bible says today, love. So our thought today must be the church, community of love. I love these words from Archbishop Romero. Prophetic words that applied in 1978 and are still valid today. Jesus commands me, commands us to do things that seem impossible. Carry the cross. Love my enemies. Bless and pray for those who insult me. Serve for free, without even waiting or expecting a thank you. And he commands me to do what I do not want, and it's so hard to do. Forgive those who criticize me. Chapter 18 of the Gospel of Matthew is known as the Ecclesial Discourse. The discourse of the community, of the life of the believers. Forgiveness, to forgive, for us can look like an ornament, a luxury. For the followers of Jesus back in the day, it was a vital reality. It was the heart of the gospel, their lifestyle. Jesus lived, died, and rose again to offer us God's forgiveness. All Jesus did was reconcile the world and man to God. The ministry of Jesus was and is a ministry of forgiveness. God so loved the world that he gave us his Son, Jesus Christ. For what? To open the doors of his love for us. To gather what was scattered so that we could understand and experience his innermost being, God, rich in forgiveness. To tell us through Jesus, my Father loves you, cleanses you, heals you, and puts joy in your heart wounded by this life on earth. The gospel of Jesus is the gospel of love, and only love, love without limits and without conditions, is capable of forgiving. People of God in this place, gathered by the Lord Jesus and His Spirit, who come to this place to hear the message of Jesus' forgiveness. The kingdom of heaven may be likened to a king who decided to settle accounts with his servants. When he began the accounting, a debtor was brought before him who owed him a huge amount. That debtor is me. That debtor is you. Where to begin? With my enemies? With my husband and wife? With my kids? With my boss? And sometimes they can be pretty bad. Where do we begin? Don't look elsewhere. Here in the church, we always start with ourselves, with me. It all starts with me. What is my debt to God? How many times has God forgiven me in my life? God has forgiven my hatred, my lust, my greed, my failings. Forgiveness is felt and also expressed and lived when I enter into a conversion process. The forgiveness of my immense debt gives me a creative power to renew my heart and my mind. But it all starts with me. I allow myself to be forgiven. I open myself to the love of God. I put my debt in the hands of God. And then, without debt, without fear, I can walk free. Without carrying my heavy baggage, so I can meet others and forgive others. And when I leave this place, I act knowing that Jesus' ministry is one of forgiveness, never, never revenge. And when I leave this place, I know that what I have to forgive is little compared to what Jesus forgives me every day. And when I leave this place, I won't do what the bad servant did when he told and demanded of his brother, "Pay me what you owe." It is only those who have not experienced God's forgiveness, His immense love. Those are the people that are unable to forgive their brothers. Only when I experience God's forgiveness, my heart breaks and it opens. The walls around me crumble. And when I have nothing left to defend, can I give in? That's when I can give in. That's when I can surrender. That's when I can forgive others. It is true, Jesus is very demanding. But he never says this is the last straw. What he tells us is, don't count the offenses, just forgive. We have to know that our debt has been paid and that we no longer owe anything. God doesn't need anything, but those around us do, our brothers and sisters in Christ. God does not need to be forgiven, but our brothers do. God does not count our sins, our trespasses, but unfortunately we do. And we will keep asking, how many times do I have to forgive? Today, we see in Peter, each one of us, we acknowledge that in order to follow Christ, we have to forgive others, but we think there must be limits. And Jesus says, forgive 70 times 7. And we take the calculator out to multiply. Forgiveness is not a matter of mathematics. We have to forgive whenever we are offended, as God does with each and every one of us. And each time we do so, we will receive the peace of Christ that comes from our reconciliation with God and with one another. followed by the charity and brotherly love that characterizes us as followers of Christ. Through my most grievous fault, forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. The peace of Christ be always with you.